Blog Talk Radio.
Hold me like the River Jordan, and I will then say to thee, you are my friend. Carry me like you are my brother. Love me like a mother. Will you be there?
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Michael and Christine, for that moving opening music. Welcome, everyone, to Channel Panel. Today is Saturday, September 3rd, day 19 in our show of unity. We're going to have a channeling lesson today with Christine and Michael, and we're going to get support for our RV and GCR appointments with Catherine and Christine. What a fun call. I'll give you a quick catch-up with what I've been doing this week with a brief Megan Owen report. And a special thank you to everyone for the outpouring of support and love through emails, through just your heart connections, through letters, and also your donations. They are particularly loved. Thank you so much. Let's begin our family gathering with coming together in our pillars of light. So light up your diamonds in your individual pillar, in your mind, in your heart, and in your solar plexus. See them line up bright and sparkling in a blaze of illumination. Reach up and grab hands with mother and father. Feel their love pouring down through your pillar. Sweet honey love, laughter, adoration. And reach down and anchor into the crystal core of our beautiful sister, our Tara. And then expand your pillar of light and join with each member of your family, your true family, all around the planet. And we come into a beautiful giant pillar of light that can be seen across the universe. We say hey to all our galactic family and friends, our Garthan cousins, and we're one. Welcome, everyone. Hey, Catherine. Hey, Christine. Welcome.
Hi there, and everybody. This is Meg.
Yay!
You remember Meg. Welcome back, Meg.
Oh, it's so good to
say hi. Yeah, she's just saying hi, everybody. Okay. So, we have some exciting things today to talk about. I'm just going to do a quick situation report for everybody. Today's a high energy day, big high energies. So you can kind of feel it. It's like a shaky day. But we're riding it, riding the wave right through all of it. So just so you all have a little confirmation, probably you're feeling these things too. And I also want to thank everybody for such loving support. After I spoke on the show about my own, you know, deep diving work, I got such loving and kind emails and and help and comfort and just love, big love from so many folks. It was really heartwarming. So I thank you all. My work continues, and we're going to do a channeling today, and you're all going to come with me. We're going to do it together. So first I'm going to turn it over to you, Meg, and let you bring in Michael, Archangel Michael, and Christine.
Meg has an Owen report.
Oh, that's
right.
Oh, sorry, I'm jumping ahead. Oh,
oh, we're good.
It's,
we all.
I can't wait to hear
together.
This channeling lesson.
Right, me too. Let's go.
All right. First, we go back to Meg for her Meg and Owen report.
Yay!
And then you'll take it from there, Meg.
Well, I switched it around on you, Catherine, because I can't stand to talk and without welcoming y'all in. So I switched it up. So I'm going to do that each time. I'm going to pull y'all in, and then I'll give the report. Mm-hmm. But I had an interesting experience this week. I have an acupuncture practice, and I have several clients that needed late appointments, and that doesn't always happen. So usually if we have the calls at 8, I'm able to be here with no problem. But I wanted to honor their healing path and wanted to be open to them. So Catherine and Christine were gracious enough to carry on and allow me to be there for them. But each day, whether it was at 7 or at 2, I just lit up my pillar and I said, I'm here, and I expanded and joined with all of you. And I asked the masters to please give me all the energies and information and downloads during the call in real time so I could be a part and enjoy the energies. And I'd never been away from the call for that, you know, for 3 or 4 days. And I thought I would miss it. And I did in a way, but I didn't miss it in that I missed anything or missed being a part of you. And that was really fun. So I was there in real time with all of you, and just like I am here now. And I realized that there is just now. And I really got a download of now. And the future is just a bunch of nows, all linked together with energy. And that was an important download for me and a remembering for me. And so during the time when I was off the calls, I was doing some deep diving as well. And I got into this loop of shame and fear, and similar to what Catherine's been talking about in a different way, and kept remembering parts of my life where I didn't choose love. And really, it was quite heavy, and it kept looping around again. And I would center and visually center and get in my pillar, and it kept looping around. And so I realized when I was really truly sick of it, like sick of it, I said, you know, I really am good. No, I meant really, Meg. I really am good. And I'm loving, and I'm kind, and I'm generous, and I'm free. And I sat in this true moment of now, and I just connected with my body and my cells and my feet and felt every breeze that flew by and every bird that was singing and really got now and connected. And I went, you know, I'm good and this is good and Mother and Father, you're pretty good and we're all good and this moment is good. Even though it feels uncomfortable sometimes to remember and the process of getting to the remembering, I remember, and I remember you're good. No matter what you're presenting at that moment, you're good because I know I'm good. And we're good because we're part of Mother and Father. And we can choose to do good and say good things and do good things. But at the heart of it all, we're good. And then I remembered something that Sananda said this week.
And he said, it's safe to remember, what did he say? It's safe to believe in goodness again. And it came right back up into my ear. And I just felt the breadth and depth of that. My goodness, your goodness, the goodness of this moment, the godness, the God of mother and father, good godness. And it just kept rolling. And I realized that these freedom and prosperity programs, Gasara, Nasara, the light chambers, disclosure, it's all good. And it's our birthright. And I claim it. I just claim it for me and for all of it, not as something exceptional, not as something extraordinary, but good and part of who we are at the core of our hearts. And we're remembering that this is our natural state. And so in the simplest of forms, I debunk too good to be true for all of us. And I heal it in my own way, and I know you will too in your special way. So you're good, and I like you, and I'm glad we're together. So that's my Megan Owen report, and back to Catherine.
Thank you, Meg. Oh, yes. It's, let's say it again. It's safe
to
believe in good.
Believe in goodness.
Oh, okay. I put that one in my heart. All right. Let's get to the fun channeling.
No.
Oh, you have a
RV goodies.
RV goodies.
Don't skip them.
RV goodies. Okay. Christine has some RV goodies for us. Hey, guys. Oh, boy. If your days and nights are anything like ours, and I know they are, just don't let go of our hands and we won't let go of yours. Well, to be fair to Catherine, Saint Germain just slid right in at the last second and said, okay, you can tell them this, this, and this. So this was a last minute. Go ahead and say this. What he's doing is he just had me pull up several sites. Now, we just must take another chance, opportunity to tell all the Dinarland intel gatherers, who we affectionately call our gurus, and everyone that has stood to bring us the best information they could. All of you, we love you. We couldn't possibly name all of you, but you are named in our hearts. And it is the picture, the whole picture you've provided for us that has not only prepared us for the RV, but to live the life we are now prepared to live through and after this event. So with that said, with so much sincerity, what Saint Germain is showing me at this moment is, of course, our friends at Dinar Chronicles. They just continue to post everything we're going to need right up till the last minute. And yesterday they posted from Dinar Chronicles. They said, we would just like to inform you that we are one of the websites selected to be given the special email titled Tetelestai, which means it is finished. And all of its contents will be posted at the top of the page under 800 numbers and instructions for currency redemption and exchange. So, yes. So this is referencing also the recent post from our beloved Yosef, which was out yesterday, Friday, and is called RV Alert. So you can go to Dinar Chronicles and look up that. And now my guide in finding these at this last moment, remember, is none other than Saint Germain. So he's just showing all of
everyone in our network how to quickly and easily find the information at this, as it unfolds. Now, he also had me pull up the most recent post, which is called Most Valuable Intel Number 2, posted by One Who Believes. And it's up there in today's brand new posts. And Saint Germain is just perhaps suggesting maybe we give that a read through. It's got some very helpfully condensed information for us at this hour. So RV Alert, the most valuable intel too. And then, of course, besides all our beloved groups, the Wing It Calls, and all the beautiful forums that are continuing to provide so much stamina and nourishment for for us RV hanging on there, hanging in there, communities, TNT. Oh, we love you all. We're not intentionally excluding anyone. We've all been a part of this together, haven't we? But the Big Call at thebigcall.net is also a very easy place to get the instructions when they come out. So thank you to Dinarland. Thank you, Saint Germain. I'm getting shivers and chills as I'm telling you all of this. So I know I'm going to carefully go over every word when this call's over again. Thank you. Okay, now I'll hand this back to Catherine and Megan. I guess I'm channeling Michael. Here you go, gals.
Thanks for that intel, by the way. That was really helpful. Okay. Meg, are you there?
I am.
Why don't we let you introduce Michael? And Christine will, our dear Michael, through.
Good. Well, I have missed being able to introduce our friends, so I will, with honor and fun and laughter, welcome our dear brother Michael. Welcome.
Hey, Meg. I guess it's been the same amount of time you and I haven't been on the show. It's good to be here. It sure is. And we were all gathered around Sananda the last three shows as he gave multidimensional answers to your thoughtful and loving questions. We easily could perceive where you were coming from on your questions, the deep level of care you all have for the coming events and days. I will reiterate how we feel up here about you. You can't get it wrong. What was it? I think you were called hearts with arms and legs. That pretty much sums up our feeling. Yes, I am your brother, Michael. Pleased as punch to be here on this fine day and to talk about channeling. Anybody nervous? There will be a channeling test at the end of this call. No. Those of you that pass will channel the next show. No. There, let's just get any silly nervousness out of the way. Because after all, channeling is just us being together. That's all it is. And it is a way for us to be even closer in these final days and hours of the thinning veil, as we call it. I have another thing to tell you that's going to put you at ease. You can already channel. You may not call it that. You may have not have acknowledged it. But you already have the full capability of speaking with us, because there's half of it, and communicating to us your feelings. You're very clear about that. Your hopes, your worries, your situation, how it is for you there, working as a light worker right now on the surface of Earth, all the way to quiet more private moments where we just get to be friends, family, together. Now, the other half of the channeling, of course, is hearing us back. We've had to be very creative on this count. You know, sometimes when your keys go missing, perhaps that's an answer to something. Perhaps you have asked for the best timing in something or to be guided in the day ahead. And then your keys go missing, or that one piece of paper you knew you had written that phone number down on. And you just can't find it, and you're sure you put it here. Where did it go? Perhaps you've even had a chuckle and said, oh, I guess my angels moved it. Well, perhaps they did. Perhaps when we didn't have enough yet of this brilliant bridge of love, this rainbow bridge of ours, perhaps those were the communications we sent back. Perhaps it was a caution. Perhaps it was a chill on the back of your neck to say, be aware, be cautious. Perhaps it was an unexplainable feeling of joy and sweetness as you walk out into the clear sky. That's us too. So we have been communicating. Now we're just going to step it up and do it in an even bit of a more direct manner. Remember, throughout all of this, channeling is just us being together while you're there carrying out your learnings, your assignments, your life plan on that side of the veil, and us here in union and harmony with you doing our bit on this side. And about channeling, sure, it helps to relax. However, you can channel in any condition or circumstance. Now, where have you heard that recently? Well, over and over, we've been saying, you can love in any condition, circumstance, or moment, mood, anything. Love first, we say. You don't have to center first or get ready or clear the decks or nothing. Just love first, and all else will fall in. It's the same with channeling. Like I said, maybe it helps a bit to relax. But look at this insight I'm giving you. You don't have to. Just like love, you can talk to us and hear us any old time. It's not meant to be so special, especially at this time on Earth, when light is flooding the surface of our beautiful planet, and you are shining like the suns you are. All right, here's Michael's channeling tips for today. You don't need a pencil. Okay, very important though. Always begin by lighting up your pillar of light. Now, many traditions, if not every more safe tradition, has first this connecting and choosing your intention. And the way we're saying one of the successful ways to do that is something you do already every day. Light up your pillar of light. Remember, this is your pillar of light, filled with the essence of you. It has integrity. It has a kind of safety built into it. And what do you do when you light up your pillar? You reach both for the consciousness of the soul of Earth, connecting with Earth herself, and for Mother and Father God. Well, there's no greater protection than this. And we're no longer just having to focus on protection. It's about choosing the quality of life, the quality of love, the resonance. Like yesterday, choosing, even when you're speaking with someone who is asking questions, making demands from, let's say, a third dimensional viewpoint, you stay in a higher dimension, and you only offer answers from that dimension. And this is how we are offering healing and raising the resonance of Earth. Well, similarly, choosing to connect with Earth and with Mother and Father and fill your pillar of light with their love, that is the quality you are offering and accepting in your channeling. Also, while you're doing that, it is very good that you set out clearly your intention that firmly you will only channel fifth dimensional beings and above. Also, set the intention that you will channel only for the highest good of all. And that's enough. Then relax. You have set your intention, and we will honor it. Here's a biggie. All right, take a deep breath, because for many of you, this is going to be the stumper. When you're going to channel, let go of your personal agenda for the answers and responses you're going to get. Yes, we understand what answer you may like to hear, you may wish to hear, you may even believe is the right answer. But our channeling will go much better if you just allow us to give the response, the input, the answer that we would give. So relax your preferences. This is a good spot to use humor in your channeling, even if it's for yourself. After all, we are only going to give you the answer that you have already stated, that is for the highest good of all, including you. It will only be an answer of love. So, if you really look at it, are you sure you want to hang on to your preference? You can. You have your free will. We will not interrupt or override you. But this is the number one snafu in not being able to channel as easily as you may like. Inserting your answers because you so want them to be the answers. However, on this bright day on Earth, it's quite easy for everyone listening to this call, now or in the future, to distinguish the truth of what is their preferred answer and what is the answer we're giving. Now, here's another tricky bit. Many of you are so willing to hear an answer that you didn't think you would get. What I'm saying is what if we give the very answer of your desire? Are you willing to accept that as well? See how this can get tricky? So just go ahead and relax your preferences. Let go of your personal agenda. And trust us. We love you and honor you. And we will do what is in the highest good for you and all. All right. Start simple. Yes and no questions. So even start practicing by calling different ones of us in. Archangel Michael, are you there? You get a yes or a no. Maybe you'll get a tickle on your arm. or a flash of blue color, or, I don't know, I like to be creative. It's good to practice feeling our energies. Now, channels have worked in all different ways, and it doesn't make a channel any less legitimate because they don't do it just this way. This is the way we work with these channels. We work in other ways with other channels. The basic tenets are absolutely the same: to set your intention for love, light, the highest good of all, to create safety by connecting with mother and father, with true love, those kinds of things you will find in some version present with all the channelers that channel us. But if you keep it simple, you will be able to practice quickly and grow your confidence. You don't really need to grow your channeling ability. You are able to channel right now. As I said, you're already doing it. But you will be able to increase your confidence channeling and your confidence in our responses. Be patient. This is not a candy bar machine. I like that joke myself. You don't just put a coin in and get some candy out. Now, it's almost that good, if not better. But if you don't hear right away, be patient. Know that we will answer again in the way that is the highest good. Keep after it. Hang in there. Ask for clarity. Was that an answer? Was that feeling in my left shoulder? Was that you, Father God? I need it to be more clear for me. Please express it again more clearly. I need to be sure. Great. We will work with you. Above all, have patience with yourself. That's what this really means. Be curious and playful. So at the beginning, often, a brand new channeler will take it very, 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 very seriously. And that is touching, and that is good. And we are moved by your earnest reach to communicate with us. And you will channel just as easily, maybe even a bit quicker, if you add a bit of playfulness and a bit of curiosity to things. It is just as brilliant to channel Saint Germain saying, I'm so excited you can hear me. I love you with all my heart. That is just as important as a message as the RVGCR will start at blah, blah, and XX. Tell the world. See, we're all building this bridge of love. Every communication is precious. Remember, you have your own self-designed, loving life plans to fulfill. And we're not going to mess with those. We're going to support you to fulfill them. After all, they were your dream. Be aware, as I've already alluded, that the responses may come in many different forms from us here. You may have a feeling, an emotional feeling, a feeling of anything in a wide range, like, what was that just brushed by me? You may see. Now, this is seeing in your mind's eye, or seeing through your heart. They may be actual images, or they may be you don't even know how you're seeing this and can explain it, but you are seeing it nonetheless. You may sense something. It may occur as an intuition that's coming in clearly, or just a feeling. Trust what happens. Remember, you've already set your intentions and established you are in the light. Practice and keep going. The more you practice, the better you will feel. Before long, you'll be having breakfast with us and chatting all the day long. And this fills our hearts truly with joy, for we also long to be close with you. It is our delight to build this bridge of love together. Now, I have an important notice for you. Although the messages you receive may not always be what you expected or even wanted to hear, when you are channeling a benevolent, fifth-dimensional or higher being, you will never, never have feelings of being afraid, threatened, in danger, harshness, anxiety, feeling anxious, or wary. You will feel energies, feelings of peace, love, laughter, gentleness, strength, wonder, and warmth or chills. You will feel something beautiful and unmistakably loving. If you don't feel those feelings, if you do feel something that is trying to, even in a sort of cloaked way, threaten you or guide you through fear, diminish you in any way, you call me. I will come. And that will be that. Together, we will, with your lead, choose love, and all else will be easily vanquished. This is a very important point of your channeling, so I linger here. When you are channeling with us, it will be wonderful. Now, I'm going to tell a story about our channelers here. For the last 2 years, they've had a portal in their house. It's just one, and we have sent many beings that are not humans and other beings that are not fifth dimensional upon occasion through the portal, and they have spoken to Catherine and Christine, and Catherine and Christine have worked with them to choose the light and all kinds of different aspects of the assignment. Now, we have asked them not to speak often of this. It's been, I believe, over a year since they have spoken of it. But this portal is set up very specifically, and we came to them. I came to them and said this would be an ongoing part of what we would ask them to do and what they had signed up to do when we were all still here before they incarnated. So this was part of their life plan. If at this time we were still working to, let's say, bring as many to the light as we could of those that were particularly entrenched in darkness. So this portal, they had several stipulations. Only Ashtar's crew could oversee this portal, and anyone coming through would have to go through a protocol teaching where they must stay near the portal, and they must not move around the house, and they're not allowed to bring any equipment, eggs, gear, droppings, anything that later could cause issues. They would be notified every single time the portal was used. We were in agreement. And that Che, who's always with them, would alert them through a particular kind of bark, which he was happy to do and has steadfastly done, each and every time someone came through the portal. Then they would feel it themselves, and if they didn't, the portal would be shut, everything would be regridded, and that would be that. So we have followed our side of those agreements. And it's been interesting because the feeling that they have is so different than when they're feeling someone who's come through the portal, someone who's at best panicky, slippery, shifty, with a different agenda than love, afraid. I'm telling you this story because as I'm also giving out the feelings of what's gone on, you can easily know for yourself how absolutely clear it will be in your channeling if you feel something of that dimensional quality or something of the fifth dimensional quality or higher, which is love. Do not go any further in a channeling if you feel anything but love. I promise you, the high dimensional being you are communicating with, if you accidentally so-called got it wrong, would just admire you for being so steadfast in your commitment to only deal with the light. Yes. So, and you should see what goes on around here when the portal's used. Christine often calls in the light architects to regrid the land, and she's got four layers set up of gridded protection on each and every family member and insists only Ashtar or myself put in new security codes into their family grid that no one else has access to. So they've taken their own devotion to work only in the light seriously in the way that they knew how. We do get a chuckle. I won't say she goes overboard, but she is very thorough. But isn't that a good way to be? Yes. All right. Call upon me, whether you feel uncomfortable or comfortable, because I do so love to be with you. I will come with sword and shield, or simply as your brother. Trust your own inner feelings. We are really trying to get you to see during these shows that you know the difference inside. Trust your team. They are always with you. And oh, are they on your side. I love you. I'm going to bring in my brother Saint Germain now. Actually, I'm going to bump the ball to Meg, and she can bring in Saint Germain. We all do love it when Meg introduces us. I'll pop back on for a word during Saint Germain's message to you and the channeling practice. Like none other has ever been. Get ready. I love you. I am here, rooting for you and waiting to talk to you. I am your Michael. Meg?
Thank you, Michael. Thank you. That was very fun. All right. So let's bring in our next dear friend and brother, Saint Germain, to share with us what's on his heart and mind with all of us. Welcome, Saint Germain.
Hello. A warm hello to everyone and to you, Meg. You know, we joke up here about everyone standing in line to get a chance to to present their messages and their thoughts to all of you. And today I got my place in line. So here I am. And this is especially fun because I'm going to not just give RV intel and support and encouragement for your exchanges, but I'm going to do a channeling session with Catherine, and you folks can all follow along, and we'll do it together. So this is going to be a lot of fun. And I just want to comment on Michael's description of how Catherine and Christine have used the portal to talk with other beings. It's been a great help to us and a big part of the work. So isn't it interesting? They've been performing this part of their mission for 2 years, but today is the first time that Michael has been able to openly talk about it. That's pretty interesting, isn't it? Things must be really shifting and changing, hmm? It's just as exciting to us to do something new with you as it is for you. So, you know, when we're doing these channelings with you, with all of you, we won't just come barging in to talk with you. We need to be encouraged or invited. So when you call to us, we will show up every time, but you have to call us. So let's just say it this way. Keep up your brilliant efforts in all you're doing, raising your energies, opening your hearts, and this weekend may indeed be a really historic time for all of us. So, let's practice channeling together. And this is going to be a wonderful part of raising the vibrations and keeping things moving for this fabulous weekend. So, I'm going to set the scene for you. Use your imagination as I paint the scene for you. You are in the waiting room before your redemption and exchange appointment. Now, see yourself there. Mm-hmm. It's a comfortable, welcoming place, safe and secure. People are respectful and cordial. And there you are, awaiting your appointment. Now, I have promised all of you that I will come with you and be there for your appointment. So there you are, excited, in awe, inwardly calm and filled with joy, and say to me, Saint Germain, are you here? Now go ahead, say that to me. Yes. Now, in some particular way, depending on how you like to receive information, I will give you a clear yes. Okay.
It's Christine. I got a whole body chill. Meg, did you get a yes? You there, Meg? Oops, maybe muted. Okay, mm-hmm. Catherine?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I got a picture of Saint Germain standing there in the waiting room. So let's see. Can you all hear us? I believe so. Meg's line is open. All right, when you have
yes.
a moment, this is Saint Germain. When you have a moment, Meg, give us a little heads up so we know that that everyone can hear us.
Yes, we're all together.
Okay, great. So, here we are. Now, you all got a chill, a vision of me, or an energy message, right? Good. Now, next you say to me, Saint Germain, do you have a message for me for my appointment? Yes, that's right. Go ahead and ask me, and I'll give you a message. It may come in the form of a feeling or a word or a color. And you will know it's me. Next, you can demand. Oh, let's hear what Christine felt.
So I just heard the words, you are ready. And it was with a feeling of just like the sweetest kind of freedom, like being on the bow of a boat, just free in the sunshine with the wind on my face. It's a feeling, that feeling I get in my heart when I'm like that. That feeling plus the words, you are ready. Meg, did you get something from Saint Germain?
It wasn't clear, so I'm asking for more clarity from him. But the sensation of love and warmth is there. So I'll work on the clarity part.
That's exactly right, and you can all do that. If you didn't get a clear message, just ask. Ask us to do it again. Ask us to do it differently. Whatever you feel you need, and we will help you with this. Mm-hmm. So next, well, first I can tell you what Catherine is showing me, that she felt, as I said, you know, I'll give you a message. She felt me put my arm around her shoulder and felt the feeling of reassurance and calm. And she thanked me for that. So you'll all have something similar from us. Now, next, you're going to demand, Saint Germain, show me your violet fire now, so we may blaze brightly as your sacred flame during my appointment. Do it now. Yes. So here we are. I gift you the violet fire, we will be there together, calm, bright, and ready. Now, Michael's here, and he's going to do a practice round with you as well. So I'm going to turn this back to Michael. Here you go, Michael.
Thank you, brother. There's a lot of excitement out there. I could feel as soon as it was imagine preparing for your redemption appointments, your exchange appointments. And those of you that are in other countries around the world, those of you that may not have currency, you can still put yourself in the place where, let's say you don't have any currency. Well, as we have told you and promise you, assure you again right now, you will be receiving freedom and prosperity funds. You just don't yet know when it's going to walk through your door or how it may be presented to you. But no one will be left out of financial freedom. So you can imagine the excitement and awe you will be feeling as you realize that that event is happening for you. If you are on this call, you must know in your heart it will be sooner than later. So, let's all go back to the waiting room, including those of you around the world. You know, all this, if you have currency and you live in countries across the world, this will all apply to you as well. There will only be a couple of obvious minor details that would apply to simply those who are getting 800 numbers. The basics are all there, and we encourage you to do all that you've been training for along with those who will get the 800 numbers. Use the 800 numbers being posted on the sites given as your go. Head to one of the banks that you've heard us speak of. Use the same approach. In the lobby, when you're waiting, you will now be channeling first Saint Germain and then whoever else of the rest of us. We all want to speak with you, want to reassure you, want to love you, and want to hear from you. This practice that we're doing now is, well, we're using it to stabilize your channels, let's say. This is your upgrade. Your willingness to participate, to take a chance, to give it a try, is enough. We are stabilizing your channels as we do these practices, and it will be easy. Okay, so now, everybody, say, Archangel Michael, are you here?
Archangel Michael, are you here?
I will give you a sign now. Okay. If you didn't feel it clearly enough, if you were unsure, say, Michael, please give it again and more clearly. I need you to turn up the volume. And I will. Now, some of you, I sent the word yes. Some of you, I gave a flower. Some of you, I gave a tickle. I stay away from giving the sweats because that's a Sananda signature move. And the full body chill is often Saint Germain's. But some of you, I touched on the face. Some of you, I gave a tickle. Some of you, I showed a picture of something you love, a beach, a private place. Some of you, I just gave a feeling of our closeness. And so on. All right, now, let's give the next one a try. Michael, do you have a message for me at this time? And I'm going to give you a word message. You'll either see the word, hear the word, see a picture of the word. I'm going to give you each a word. So, Michael, do you have a message for me at this time? Catherine, did you get a word?
I got the word blue.
Yes. Meg, did you get your word?
I didn't see it yet, so I'm going to ask for it louder and clearer.
Okay. And everybody, remember, this is just the beginning. We're just getting used to communicating this way. Before you know it, it's going to be rolling in. You'll barely be able to to shut us up at night. So go ahead. Ask again, any of you that would like it more clearly. How are you doing, Meg? We're putting you on the spot. Did you get a word?
That's okay, and I haven't seen it yet. I'm just going to be honest, and that's okay.
It sure is, Meg. And it's okay, everybody. This is why we gave the lesson first. Remember, patience with yourself. Mm-hmm. Be curious. Later on, Meg, when we get off the phone and half the world's not listening to you, you'll be curious and you'll say, Michael, what was that word? And Meg, you're a wonderful channeler. You'll hear it right off. Nobody needs to feel unsure or that they were left out. This is our beginning. And we're doing a group effort. So not to worry. I will stay with you all. Practicing as long as you like. And call upon any of us. I highly recommend calling on Mother God. Her unmistakable love is easy to feel. And she has such a gentle way of giving everyone a good channeling start. All right. I'm going to hand this back to my dear brother, Saint Germain. And ask him to give us a blessing for what he has perhaps called a historic weekend. Saint Germain, the talking stick is yours.
Thank you, Michael. Well, my first blessing is to all of you a reminder, a proclamation, that there is no one who cannot channel. So I hear some of you saying, oh, well, I just don't quite have this yet, or I'm just not the kind of person who can channel. Well, no, everyone can channel. And as Michael said, it's really a matter of just being patient and developing your confidence. Now, Catherine just reminded me of something that really helped her when she was first learning to channel. She realized that there's a particular way that the messages sometimes come through. You know, when you're just thinking to yourself about something, you think of one thing and it leads to something else, and it may lead to some other thought that's connected. But once in a while, you may just see something pop into your mind. And you go, where did that come from? Well, that's us. So when you feel something just pop into your mind, that is the answer. That is our message to you. So relax, be at ease, and keep talking. Keep talking to us. And know that I, Saint Germain, send you my deepest love and gratitude for the part you've played in upholding this march to the Redemption Center, all of us together. We are beaming on you and promise you that we will be there with you. And won't it be fun for all of us? So, looking forward to this fabulous weekend together. And the more ready you are, the sooner we'll see you there. Love to you, everyone. Namaste. I am your Saint Germain.